Gearbox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
It's a Friday, it's Black Friday, it's a month till Christmas, and joining me looking at three charts moving on news is Zach. You're right, Zach.
I don't like Black Friday. Well, we just had this for like the last 2-3 years. I mean, just, you know, it was Boxing Day is the proper day or some other day.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
We're reporting all these funny mumbo-jumbo type of things.
Exactly. Let's get people back in the army. Let's use the cane. Let's bring back corporal exactly. punishment. Yes. Okay. Iron Ridge Resources, that's IRR, announced the acquisition of three highly prospective lithium pegmatite applications within the Ivory Coast. The area covers 938 square kilometres. IRR, the chart. What do you reckon?
Well, it's been good for a long time. The breakthrough, the 200-day moving average in March, basically been above that ever since. Rising trend channel from June, which has got its base at 13 pence, the 50-day moving average. And while we're above 13, heading towards the top of the June channel as high as 25. So looking very nicely placed on Iron Ridge.
Okay, cool. And the next one is Regency Mines, RGM, has signed the conditional binding heads of term to acquire 20% shareholding in Carbon Minerals Corporation, a special purpose company formed to hold Rosa Mine. It's been paid $1.65 million. They're paying in 25 grand monthly installments plus a royalty per tonne produced. RGM, what do you reckon?
Well, I would say actually it was nearly a golden cross. Well, it actually might have been a golden cross at the beginning of last month for between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages, which is normally a nice long-term buy signal. Mm-hmm. So bear that in mind. The 200-day line at 0.46, while we're above that, I'm looking for an initial target, I suppose, towards the 0.75 area, which is the top of a June rising trend channel.
Lovely. And the last one today is Sound Energy, SOU, plans to raise 26.9 million via a placing of 81 pence per share. It was 24.1 million, but they've had excess applications. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I put in an offer for like a couple of million, you know, yeah. as you do, you know.
So, yeah.
Right, I thought actually they got the money in their wallet already.
That's a big wallet, isn't it?
It's a big wallet, yes. Triangle formation, which I will send you in a minute or two. Top of the triangle at 84 pence, so any day close above that should take us quite directly back up to the 100 pence September peak zone. Stop loss and buying area towards 70, which is quite obvious, but ideally it won't actually go below 80 pence over the next few days.
Yeah, you put that wallet in your back pocket there and you'll be the highest person. If you sit in a row of seats there, you know, you get a good vantage point view of anything, I suppose.
Yes, very nice cash raise. But no, it'd be interesting to know, you know, when everything is coming out of the ground and, you know, how progress is going.
I've no idea what you're talking about. Send me the charge, Zach.
All right. Cheers. Sound Energy, Morocco, they're doing something there.
I know, yeah, apparently. Thanks very much. All right, speak soon.
All right, cheers, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.